Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota.
Prior to departing for a 10-day trade mission to India, Governor Pawlenty explained how it is crucial for Minnesota businesses to expand relationships with global trading partners. The governor led a delegation of 73 Minnesota business leaders, government officials, and media to explore trade and investment opportunities and connect with key Indian and U.S. business organizations. In Bangalore, the second of three Indian cities visited on the trade mission, Governor Pawlenty took time to conduct a conference call with reporters back in Minnesota to update them on the delegation's progress.
We are in Bangalore and finishing up a day of activities here after having been in Delhi and on tomorrow to Mumbai. And of course, we're part of and leading the first ever official Minnesota trade delegation to the country of India. And this is a tremendous opportunity for our state. And that's not just rhetoric. There's some great statistics underlying that I think are compelling. Since the late 1990s, Minnesota's trade to India has increased 270% in inflation-adjusted manufactured goods. That percentage is striking. Now, it is on a small base, but the acceleration of trade to India from Minnesota is really noteworthy, and it's something that we think we can build on in a way that's very beneficial to our state, and we've seen some incidents of that occurring during this trade mission. And that's exciting, that we think even more can be done. We're also interested in trying to attract investment in Minnesota in a way that would lead to increased jobs in Minnesota, more capital investment, more entrepreneurial activity. And we've seen some successes of that in Minnesota already. We want that to happen in more volume and at a quicker rate. But the leading examples, of course, would be Suzlon Energy, which is building wind turbine blades in Pipestone, Minnesota. We have a company called Wipro and a different company called Tata that have significant professional service presence in Minnesota. They're a leading company in India. We'll be meeting tomorrow with the leaders of SR Steel, who are considering a $1.6 billion investment in Minnesota in what would be a next-generation steel-producing plant in the Iron Range in Itasca County, and we're hoping that gets finalized and can be brought to closure, and that would be very exciting, be a massive capital investment in a part of Minnesota that would benefit from it significantly, and the list goes on and on. But this is obviously an economy that is growing at a very fast clip. There's a GDP growth here of nearly 10% a year, and that's predicted to continue for the indefinite future. So you have an economy that is growing much faster than what we'd consider inflation. We also have a population here that is extremely large, and the nature of it is changing. In other words, their middle class is growing. The number of consumers here who have more purchasing power is growing. So having Minnesota companies being able to sell into this large and fast-growing economy presents a real opportunity. There are 1.3 billion people in India. That is 1/6 of the entire world's population is located in this country. And 55% of the people who live here are under the age of 25. And so it is an extraordinary opportunity. There's 700 million people here who are under the age of 25. And obviously that's more than twice the number of people in the United States combined. So as that population matures and advances and hopefully is more open to purchasing consumer goods and goods from the United States, presents some real opportunities for our country and more specifically for Minnesota. And so we've gone through a series of meetings in Delhi and here in Bangalore and the next couple of days in Mumbai that are geared towards our trade delegation better understanding India, its tradition, its culture, its history, its commercial practices, but also talking more specifically about what are some of the opportunities and challenges in the marketplace and the regulatory environment and some of the lessons learned from others who have blazed this trail so that the people who are part of the trade mission can benefit from their experience without having to repeat some of the downfalls, but also hopefully can replicate some of the successes.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.com. www.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor Pawlenty.